Take a look at these. These are ASIC X3s. There are 5 of them. They're being beta tested to see how much electronium they're going to mine. And this is what I'm going to be talking about in this video, electronium mining. Now, before I do that, we'll have a quick word from our sponsor.
Let us introduce you to the most secure crypto hardware wallet, Elipal, the Cold Wallet 2.0. Elipal is the safest and most convenient cryptocurrency wallet. Unlike traditional cold wallet that still needs to be plugged into a computer, Elipal is 100% computer-free on its own, making it the safest cold wallet in the market. With its cutting-edge app, the device generates a constantly changed QR code that needs to be scanned by your phone in order to proceed. Even if the app on your phone gets hacked, your coins will remain safe in your Elipal wallet. Elipal provides you the real-time market info, news, and price, allowing you to trade in and out coins anywhere, anytime. Elipal, the ultimate solution for next-generation cryptocurrency wallet.
Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. And in this video, I'm going to be talking about electronium and Bitcoin and more accurately, mining. What is mining and how does electronium mining work and how much money can you make from electronium mining and how would you go about doing it? Now, before I continue, I want to let you know this is not investment advice. Do your own due diligence or your own research. Don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. And all I'm doing in this video and all my other videos is sharing with you what I'm discovering as I travel along on the blockchain. Now, I want to say a few things about some of the comments I've had on some of the electronium videos I've done lately. And what I want to let you know is that, you know, if electronium, you know, people are upset with electronium. They're upset about the price going down. There are people making comments that it's no good. It's a shit coin. It's going to go to nothing. And I want you to know, I'm not suggesting to anybody that they buy electronium. I hold electronium. I've held it since the ICO. I invested in the ICO. I want the project to win. And I don't make any claims to objectivity. In fact, I don't think there's any such thing as objectivity because I see the world in a particular way, which will be different from how you see it, depending upon your position, your perspective. But you should decide for yourself. And if electronium isn't for you, well, I wish you the best and you go and find a project that is worth your while. You're welcome to comment and debate and exchange. And I love that as long as you keep your comments civil. Any personal attacks or insults, I will delete. Stick to the subject about whether you think electronium is a viable project or not, if you've invested and why you've invested. And again, if you think it's not for you, you don't have to watch this video or any of my videos, and you don't have to spend your time watching the video so you can make a negative comment about electronium. You can, of course, if you wish to do that. You're welcome to do that. Now, I'm just checking my notes here, right, because there's quite a lot of material that I want to cover. And one of the things I want to say is in terms of electronium and the price and the project, I believe it takes time. It takes time to build a worthwhile, viable business. No business worth its salt that has any sort of magnitude or profitability or sustainability or viability happened overnight. It takes time to build a business. And whether that's a cryptocurrency business or a legacy business, it's taken Bitcoin, 10 years? To get from being, I don't know, tenths of a penny to where it is now, that didn't happen overnight. So I'm interested in electronium and a lot of the other projects that I cover on my channel for the long-term investment. I bought Bitcoin in 2013 before Mt. Gox, and I saw the value of it climb, and then it went right down after Mt. Gox, and I didn't throw it all in. I stayed, and it's been really, really worth my while. So that's what I recommend. You want to look for the long term. Amazon, Google, you know, the supermarket chain where you live, the local garage where you get your car repaired, none of them became successes overnight. It takes time to build, and the bigger the business potential is, the longer it's going to take to build, in my opinion. All right, so Electronium. Let's talk about mining. Now, Electronium is a proof of work coin, and I'm going to say what that is. Before I do that, I want to point you to this video that I did. I'll link to it in the description below. One simple trick to mine cryptocurrency at home. And this is a small UK-based project, JCE Coin, and they actually use a slightly different algorithm, which uses JavaScript within the browser, and you can actually mine cryptocurrency through your browser while you're doing all the other stuff that you normally do without impairing your computer's performance in any way whatsoever. So do check that out. Post ICO project. There's a referral link in the description below. You're welcome to use that. You don't have to. And it doesn't cost you anything. No barrier to entry. All right, so Electronium is a proof of work coin. So what do I mean by that? Well, you have coins that are proof of stake coins. You have coins that are proof of work coins. You have, in the case of Skycoin, proof of minting. Proof of consensus, different ways where coins get manufactured. Now, with a proof of work coin, they get mined. And what are the proof of work coins? Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a proof of work coin. Electronium is a proof of work coin. Monero is a proof of work coin. Litecoin is a proof of work coin. Ethereum is a proof of work coin. And it gets mined. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that people like the way we dig gold or copper out of the ground? No, it's an analogy, a metaphor, if you will. How do they get mined? Well, you take a computer and you have the computer run an algorithm. It has to solve these mathematical calculations, which aren't easy. And every now and then, after a certain number of calculations, a coin gets born. Now, with Bitcoin, you have... Let me have a look here. Oh, actually, let me come back to this in a second. With Bitcoin, you have 12 and a half bitcoins being born every 10 minutes. Now, proof of work mining is very, very different to mobile mining. I think I should say something about that. Because Electronium, everybody knows who has Electronium, is you can mine it on your mobile, except you're not mining it. Mining refers to the computation that's done, the computing that's done in order to solve the mathematical calculations that give rise to the coins. With the mobile miner, there's no mining going on. There's none. What happens is you register with the web on the Electronium website. Electronium is a hybrid cryptocurrency. It's part centralized, part decentralized. You register on the website. You download the app from Android or iOS. Install. Open it up on your phone. If you have a referral key from a friend or a family member, you can use their referral code, and then you get additional coins. Of course, you can use my referral code and you don't have to, but you'll get an additional percentage and so will I. And then the coins are airdropped into your phone. And right now it's supposed to be about up to $30 a month that you get of mobile mined coin. But it's not mining, it's just airdropped into your phone when you have the app open, okay, for mining. So I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the kind of mining that they talk about in these two articles, which I'll link into the description below, which explains about it. And this one here, bitcoinmining.com, has a pretty good infographic, which I'm going to go through, right? So to explain some of it. So what you do, how Bitcoins are born, and this also applies to Electronium, is you have to solve this algorithm, and every now and then it throws out the coins. So how do you solve the algorithm? Well, you use a computer because the algorithm is complex. And then the more powerful the computer it is, the more calculations that can be done. And the algorithm works in such a way that currently with Bitcoin, every 10 minutes, 12 and a half Bitcoins are born. I don't know what it is with Electronium. I couldn't find that information. If you do know, put a comment in the description below. And Let me see. It says it here. Now, you have to have mining for a proof of work coin. You have to. Because what the miners do, as well as producing new coins, they verify the transactions. Or a very simple metaphor, that, certainly how I understand it, is they keep everything moving along the conveyor belt that is the blockchain. Because what happens is there's a new set of transactions. They get added in the new block. And the miners, by running the algorithm, they keep everything circulating and they keep the blockchain being updated. Now, that's proof of work, right? And what it requires, it requires computing power, it requires electricity, and it takes time to do. Now imagine a situation where there's only one computer mining, your laptop. You're mining Bitcoin on your laptop. Nobody else is mining. And this was certainly the case, I imagine, with Satoshi Nakamoto when he first started. He would have tested it out, right? He starts mining it. And his is the only computer mining it, so he's getting all the Bitcoins. Then what he did is he published his code on a forum somewhere. Other people started taking it on. And let's say that now there's two people mining Bitcoin on a laptop. Now, I think in the beginning, there was 50 Bitcoins produced every 10 minutes. So at first, there's one laptop doing it. So every 10 minutes, that one laptop is getting 50 Bitcoin. Then another computer starts doing it. You've now got two laptops competing for the same 50 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. So 25 go here and 25 go there, roughly speaking, right? And then a third computer comes along and a fourth computer comes along. And now you've got four computers all competing for the same 50 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. Now, as more computers get added, the difficulty for each computer goes up. This is the mining difficulty. So if you have 50 computers now mining the Bitcoin algorithm, the mining difficulty has gone up because there's more computers mining this, but there's the same amount of Bitcoins because that's fixed. It halves every 4 years. So in the beginning, it was 50 every 10 minutes for the first 4 years. So now we have a situation. Let's say you got 10 laptops and they're using CPU miners. The 10 laptops, CPU, I don't know what it stands for, but it's the processor within any laptop. You know, my Mac or your Windows, your Dell or whatever, your Asus computer or whatever has a CPU. And then everybody's using CPU, so, you know, some are a little bit more powerful than others, but there's a certain amount of hashing power that each CPU has. And what is hashing power? Hashing power refers to the speed at which the calculations are done. So the more calculations that can be done, that computer is going to have more of a chance of getting more of the Bitcoin. So here we are with our 10 CPUs, and then somebody comes along and says, okay, I'm going to use a way more powerful computer. I'm going to start using a GPU miner. Now, a CPU will have a couple of processes like this. A GPU computer is the kind of computer that's used for gaming. Way more powerful processor. And a GPU processor, a computer has all these processors. So it could be, now I'm using some very, very rough figures for an example, the 10 laptops between them that are mining Bitcoin have a total of 20 processors mining away. Somebody comes along with a GPU to mine the Bitcoin algorithm. That GPU, that one GPU, let's say it has 100 processors, or it's five times more powerful than all those laptops. So what's going to happen is all the Bitcoins are going to go to this one, to the more powerful computer, the GPU. And then with the CPUs, it's just not viable or profitable to mine with a Bitcoin with a CPU. And that's certainly the case now. So then what happens is the other 10 miners who are using CPUs, they upgrade to GPUs. So you now have 11 GPUs and four more. No, I want to keep to easy numbers, right? So 10, 11, 14 more people come along because people are spreading the word about Bitcoin, right? You now have 25 GPUs sharing the same 50 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. So now, even though you've got more powerful processors, the GPUs, more powerful miners, there's more people mining. So the mining difficulty goes up. Now, and as the mining difficulty goes up over time, as more and more people move in to mine Bitcoin, they find out about Bitcoin, the demand for Bitcoin goes up and the price of Bitcoin starts going up. Starts, you know, just gets more. So then now, as the difficulty goes up, the price, the demand goes up, the price goes up, not necessarily in that order, but it becomes more rewarding. So now you might just be getting, instead of the first miner getting all 50 Bitcoins on their own, one miner with their GPU might be getting two Bitcoins every 10 minutes. But those two Bitcoins are worth a whole lot more than the 50 Bitcoins were right at the beginning. And that's certainly been the case with Bitcoin over the 10 years of its existence. Now, a GPU miner is powerful. It's a laptop. And there are many, many proof of work coins that can be mined on a GPU. You can mine electronium on a GPU. But what's happened is the price of Bitcoin has gone up. Developers have developed ASICs. Now, this is, maybe a chip or something, or it's a handheld module for a GPU. But a GPU essentially looks very, very similar to a laptop. You can do it on a laptop, or it might be a custom built specialized laptop. Now, one of the things you've got to watch out for is I'm not incredibly technical, all right? There may be things that I've missed out. There may be mistakes that I've made. You're welcome to point them out in the comments below. But you should, of course, do your own research, right? And I'm simplifying the whole thing so that a lay person can understand. Now, what an ASIC is a computer. It doesn't look like a computer, but it's a streamlined, custom-built computer that does one thing and one thing only. And I'll tell you what that is in a moment, if you haven't guessed. But my laptop does all sorts of things. I can send emails, I can browse the web, I can create documents, I can record. You know, I'm recording this on my computer. I can do lots and lots of different things. That's what a laptop does, right? Now, an ASIC is a computer program. It's a computer that does one thing only, and that is it runs the algorithm, it solves the calculations for particular, proof of work coins. It's a miner. All it does is mine. That's all it does. So all the power in that is focused upon mining, and it uses incredibly powerful processors. So here we are with our 25 GPU miners, and then somebody comes along with an ASIC. Now, the ASIC solves the calculations, has a much faster, has a much higher hash rate than the GPUs or the CPUs. So then it calculates quicker and it gets the Bitcoin. But the mining difficulty goes up, but the ASIC can cope for it, can cope with it because it's way more powerful. So now what happens with the GPUs? The GPUs might just be getting one Bitcoin every week or something because they're all going into the ASICs. So of course, what are they going to do? They're going to invest their funds in ASICs. So now you have, where you had 25 GPUs and one ASIC, you know, all the 8 GPU miners, they get ASICs. So you got 26 ASICs. More people are finding about Bitcoin. You got 24 more people coming in with ASICs, 24 miners. So now you got 50 ASIC miners, all mining 50 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. Meanwhile, 4 years have passed, and every 10 minutes, each one of these ASICs gets one Bitcoin, roughly, right? But Bitcoin's now going to halve. So you now have 25 Bitcoin every 10 minutes, no longer 50. So the ASICs are getting even less, and they're going to have to charge more because they have to... they have charged more for verifying the transaction, because that's the other thing, remember, the miners are doing. They're verifying the transactions and keeping the blockchain moving along, and they take a little fee from each of the transactions. And more people are finding out about Bitcoin, and more people are investing in Bitcoin, and the demand is growing, and there's more infrastructure being growing. So now, even though the ASICs are getting half a Bitcoin every 10 minutes, that half a Bitcoin is worth considerably more than the 50 Bitcoins were in the first 10 minutes they were mined. And that has been the case with Bitcoin. Okay, now, some of the ASIC miners, they say, hey, listen, let's pool our resources together and we set up a mining pool. And what a mining pool does is they connect with, it's a particular piece of software that they connect with, they integrate with, and it kind of combines all the hashing power of a bunch of ASICs and distributes the rewards evenly. So you got more chance of getting more Bitcoin through a mining pool than you have if you do solo mining. That essentially is the history of mining. Now, where ASICs have got to? Well, you get more and more advanced models. I have, through Elevate Group, I've got 10 ASIC S9s. Elevate Group now sells S11s and S15s, and they will be selling S17s. And each of the miners, the ones on Elevate Group, are custom built to mine Bitcoin. That's it. That's all they do, right? So this one here, 19.5 terahashes per second. That's incredibly, incredibly powerful compared to what a CPU or a GPU does. That's the S11. And the S15, even more powerful, 28 terahashes per second. But then the S15 is considerably more expensive than the S11. Now, the other thing, now one of the things that miners do is as the price of Bitcoin goes up, they increase the cost of their miners. They start charging more for their miners because then they get more of a return. But also as the price of Bitcoin goes up, more people start coming into mining Bitcoin. So the mining difficulty goes up. Now, if the price of Bitcoin goes down, what happens is people turn off their miners because there's another cost to be considered, which I will come to and say more about, which is the electricity. Let's have a look at this. These are the most... Oh, what happened to my picture here? It's gone. It was all ready beforehand. Let me see if that'll load. What they've got is the S17 Bitmain now signing, which does something like over 50-odd terahash per second, which is just incredibly, incredibly powerful. And it's also incredibly expensive relative to the S11 and the S15. And it's not yet available. I think they had a batch and it got sold out real quickly. Because that's the other problem. You want to be able to get the machines and then have them sent over to where you are. Now, if you're in the United States, as most of the viewers are, you would need to get the order the S17s from Bitmain. And they don't particularly like dealing with small, you know, single investors or whatever. They want to deal with large outfits because there's better money for them. So what you would do, nevertheless, is you would order them from China. You'd have to pay import duties, customs, the travel costs and everything. And then you have to buy the power supply unit, which comes separately. This page isn't loading. Never mind. I'm going to carry on it anyway. And then you have to know how to set it all up. All right. That's the challenge with that. Now, Electronium uses an ASIC Antminer X3. Oh, ASIC stands for Application Specific Integrated Circuit, I think. Certainly application specific, right? And it mines on the Kryptonite algorithm, which is different to the Bitcoin algorithm, which is the SHA-256 algorithm, right? So it's completely, completely different. Now, so you can't mine Bitcoin on an X3. You can mine whichever coins use Kryptonite. That includes the Kryptonite algorithm, and that includes Monero and a few others. Okay, now... Electronium needs to have people mining on ASICs and on GPUs. If there was no mining of Electronium going on, the blockchain would stop. Transactions wouldn't happen. You'd send money on your Electronium app, and it would never go because there's no miners to verify the transactions and to keep them moving and to send them along and to update the blockchain. So you have to have miners. And what's happened is that with ASICs, you've had concentrations and concentrations and concentrations of the mining moving towards more and more centralized organizations, you know, organizations that have the financial clout to get lots and lots of ASICs together to build a whole big mining farm. And that's caused it to become more centralized. So let me show you something here. I'm going to show you actually, where is it? It's this, right? So what you could do if you wanted to, I found this, right, is you could buy your own Electronium mining farm. And that's the outside of the cabin. Those are the ASICs inside that cabin. Those are the ventilations. Now, that's the other thing that happens, because the miners, they generate a lot of heat. You know, like a laptop gets hot. ASIC miners get really, 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 really hot. And they need to be kept cool. And that requires electricity. So as well as the electricity that's needed to run the miners, you need to use a lot of electricity to keep them cool. And that can be really, really expensive. That's the rest of that. Let me see, there you go, the power supply. You would have all the power supply. You can buy this yourself. And how can you buy this? Well, let me just move me out of the way and I'll show you. There you go, I saw this on eBay, mining farm on eBay, right? You can buy this Antminer X3 220 kilohash per second mining farm for $149,999.99. So you can bid for that, should you wish to do so. And then, of course, you've got to pay for all the transportation costs and fixing it up. And you better be somewhere where electricity is cheap. And what's happened is as the price of Bitcoin has gone down in the bear market, taking all the other coins with it, the price of electricity hasn't gone down. So then what's happened is that it's no longer profitable. So mining farms have shut down their operations because why should they carry on mining at a loss with no definite idea or indication of when it's going to get profitable again? So better to sell your miners than to carry on making a loss, right? So I'll link to this in the description below if any of you want to buy it, right? Then, like I said here, these are the mining pools. This is one mining pool, electronium.fairhash.org, right? And what happens is that when you connect to any particular proof of work coin, you connect to a particular mining pool of that proof of work coin, you pay a little pool fee. And with Electronium, what's happening is that there are blocks being mined every 32 minutes. And how many coins? 7,810 coins, roughly, every 32 minutes are being mined on Electronium. And here, okay. So now here's a mining calculator if you wanted to mine Electronium. So this is the hash rate, 220,000 kilowatts per second. 220,000 kilowatts per second. You put in the power of an X3 is 550 watts. The power cords, now, depending upon where you are, right? Where you are in the world, the power costs will vary. And of course, if you're in, somewhere like, I think South Korea has the most expensive power, right? I don't know how much it is, but let's put in 20 seconds per kilowatt hour and 1% pool fee and the average difficulty. So let's do that right now. Let me move me away, right? With a power cost of 20 cents per kilowatt hour, that hash rate, minus 2 cents an hour and minus $158.29 per second. This is at current rates, assuming that the price of Electronium stays the same. Now, the price of Electronium could go down, in which case what's likely is the mining difficulty will also go down. So then you get more Electronium because miners, they shut down and stop mining Electronium because it's not profitable. And then the price picks up because the supply has reduced. And what happens then is that it becomes more profitable to mine. So there's a sort of equilibrium between the price and the difficulty. Now, if the mining costs, the electricity costs were lower, right? If it's 15 cents per kilowatt hour, okay, you're going to make $82.61 profit a year. Now, that doesn't include the cost of the miner. But where the value of mining is that you hold the coins. You would be getting 129,600 Electronium, assuming that the difficulty stays as it is right now. But in a year's time, if you think in Bitcoin's term, right, the 50 Bitcoin that were mined in the first 10 minutes when Bitcoin was born, that's right now, that's a ridiculous amount of money. So the value of mining is it's a long-term gain. And then what happens is your costs remain fixed because you buy a miner right now and that miner could be running 2, 3, 4 years. Mining Electronium, and it's a fixed fee, it's done. Now let's reduce the power cost even more. If it's 10 cents, now you're talking, it's 323.51 profit a year at current prices with a much lower power cost. Now, Elevate Group are currently doing a beta test to find out whether it's viable to mine Electronium. Now, why are we doing that? Well, Amir, the CEO, and myself, we want to support the Electronium project. We think it's a great project. It also will bring business to Elevate Group. We are a business. Elevate Group is a business, not a charity. And the other thing that it'll do is it will decentralize. Hopefully, it'll decentralize Electronium mining. You know, I couldn't afford my own Electronium mining farm, but maybe I can afford a couple of ASICs, right? Maybe if you were really, really interested in getting more Electronium than you could from the mobile miner, you know, more than, I don't know how much it is, $30 worth a month or something, right? Up to $30 a month, then this would be, this could be worth your while. So let's have a look. Okay, 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour, which is what we pay at Elevate Group, because it's in, electricity is really, really cheap. Plus, it's really, really cold in Siberia. So something like for 10 months of the year, no electricity needs to be used for cooling the place. I know, because I went in November and I've got videos of that visit, and I'll put one in the description below. And it was minus 21 degrees C at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'd never known cold like it. But anyway, back to this. So at 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour at 1% pool fee, and let's just keep it at 1%, right? Because they're cheaper pool fees as well, right? But just for comparison's sake, that's $540.32 profit every year, assuming the difficulty stays the same. Right? This is an estimate, it's not guaranteed, right? But the thing to notice is this, 129,000 Electronium a year, right? Or 355 a day, 14.79 an hour. And I imagine it's almost like, because if Elevate Group go ahead and do it, if it turns out to be viable, then you'll get a dashboard which will show you the hash rate of your ASIC miners live. And then I suppose you'll be able to see this number ticking over every couple of minutes or so. So let's have a look at this. Just turn the volume down. Right, this is showing the aisles. These are all ASICs, by the way, Bitcoin ASICs. You see how they got, there's engineers on site 24/7, there's security on site, it's the whole compound is guarded and protected. Those are the ASIC X3s that I showed you earlier. They've got numbers on them so we can identify it. And what Amir did at Elevate Group, I think he's the beta test belongs to people who are in the Elevate Telegram group, existing customers, and they got a really, 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 really good deal on these. Really, really good deal. And I think they get to keep all the Electronium that's mined. But ordinarily with Elevate Group is after the, certainly for Bitcoin, don't know how it's going to be for Electronium, after the electricity costs are deducted, which works out about $1 a day or something, very roughly right now, then Elevate Group take 20% mining fee, and then everything else is yours. And it gets deposited straight into your wallet. And it's all done transparent, and you can go check it out and join the Telegram group. Now, I want to know what your questions are regarding Electronium mining. What do you think of this? Have you mined Electronium on a GPU or a CPU or an ASIC? How did you find it? Any questions and comments, put them in the description below. I'm going to be recording a video with Amir on Monday where we're going to be talking. He's going to give us an update on the Electronium beta test. So please subscribe, hit the notification bell. And between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Rich signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.